Well, good morning, everyone. So I'm pretty sure that this is going to be the easiest test. When you see this symbol, what does it make you think of? Stop sign, right? It makes you think about a stop sign. So this is not actually a stop sign. If I held this up, some of you might stop, but most of you probably wouldn't, especially if I was standing outside. But when you see a stop sign, you know to stop. And this reminds us of that sign, and so we know what it means. It's a symbol. It's not actually the sign, but is a symbol and reminds us of a stop sign. Well, today we are celebrating communion. And when we celebrate communion, we remember that Jesus died for us. And as you can see, there is a cup and a plate on the communion table. And the plate has a wafer on it, and the cup has juice inside. Now, that juice is just juice. It's grape juice. And the wafer is just a small piece of bread. But those are symbols for us of what Jesus did for us. A long, long time ago, during the very last supper that Jesus had with the disciples, he took the loaf of bread, and he broke it, and he gave thanks, and he told them that it was his body broken for them. Now that bread was still bread, but he told them that whenever they ate it, to remember that he died for them. And then he took the cup of wine and he blessed it and he said, "This is my blood. Whenever you drink this, remember me." So the wine was still wine, just like our juice is still juice, but it was a symbol of what Jesus was going to do and what Jesus did. And so now, thousands of years later, we still celebrate communion with our symbols of what Jesus has done for us. And they remind us of how great God's love is for us, that he would send his son to die for us, but then rise from the dead, defeating sin and death, and proving once and for all that God's love is more powerful than anything else. So when we celebrate communion in just a little while, remember what Jesus did for you. The juice is still juice, and the wafer is still just a small piece of bread, but they are symbols for us of something powerful and something amazing. They are symbols of God's great love for us. Let us pray. Loving God, we are so thankful for Jesus. We are so grateful for what Jesus did for us. Help us to always remember. Help us to follow you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.